Hi, it's Andrew.
And this is JJ. Feels like old times, just the two of us.
It is.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, the reason why you're hearing this instead of the theme music is because of the theme of the podcast that we're introing. Is that weird?
No, that makes sense.
As a number of you know...
I would say as all of you know at this point.
Yeah. We lost the great Robin Williams just a couple of days ago. And I don't know. It's just sad. He made us all cry and made us all laugh.
He did. And we're mentioning this to you now because the podcast that you're about to enjoy... deals with the death of actors during production, but we recorded this this episode on June 1st, so well before this had happened. We were doing that so that we could be caught up and be releasing episodes in a timely manner.
Consistent for you guys. And coincidentally enough, we did actually mention Hook, which is one of the movies that Robin Williams, not necessarily was known for, but it was a movie that I enjoyed. I thought it was very funny.
And, yeah.
It's just sad to see that someone that influential and with so many people is not here anymore. And we just didn't think that it was in proper taste to put out a podcast about death without mentioning him beforehand.
Well said.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome.
So enjoy the podcast.
Throughout all of history, they've only talked about the fame, never the hard work, never the elbow grease, never the early call time.
So I don't know if our listeners have an HBO Go account or have a friend's mom who has one that they share with.
Or actual HBO.
Or if you work for HBO. Oh, right. Or you can actually watch HBO on TV.
Yeah, remember when that was a thing?
Yeah. That's a thing you could still do.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone on this podcast, or I don't know, honestly, I can only speak for myself. I know Andrew watches it, but...
I don't watch the show, but I've been told that I would love it.
Okay, well, the show we're talking about is Silicon Valley. Mike Judge's new show, the guy that did King of the Hill, Office Space, Beavis and Butthead.
I'm listening.
You're not listening?
I am listening.
Why would you say that if you were not listening? Oh, okay.
I'm listening.
One of these deals. Okay.
Yeah.
So Silicon Valley. Now, something that's very interesting about Silicon Valley. Yeah, Andrew, you were going to say something?
No.
Perfect. So, something interesting about...
That was a great picture, by the way.
Something interesting about Silicon Valley is, one of the main, supporting roles, Peter Gregory is the name of the character. Do you know what the name of the actor is?
It's on my computer on the Word document.
Oh, great.
I pulled it up so that we wouldn't have to ask who the character's name was, and then I forgot to tell
Christopher
everybody.
Christopher Evan Welch.
Christopher Evan Welch.
So Christopher Evan Welch, he plays Peter Gregory in Silicon Valley. He died after the filming of Episode 6 in Silicon Valley. So that was something that like came out like the news of production. So it's very interesting to see how the show is... dealing with that death, how they're like changing the story to make it work, because I mean they clearly did not reshoot stuff with that character.
No.
It's not The Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, where they what if they like people start writing that into like contracts, like just to cover their asses?
Oh god.
Like, hey, just in case you die, we still have rights to your body for 6 months postmortem.
We can turn you into a marionette.
Yeah, we could tie strings onto your thumbs.
Save that
one, guys.
You know, people have kids to feed. We gotta finish production.
Exactly. So it's very interesting. I believe they've released 7 episodes so far, so last week was episode 7, and I remember I was specifically paying attention for where Peter Gregory comes into the story. I do recall he only had one part. It was a phone call, and he made this noise.
Wait, what are you... What?
There was, like, a part where, like, his female assistant, like, calls him for something, and he's, like, he just makes a noise on the phone. Like, he's not even talking. It's just, like, a grunt moan type thing.
Interesting.
I was like, oh, okay, that's very interesting. That was the only, like... part that he played in that episode.
Because I remember them specifically walking in and her saying something about, he's on a retreat with Jay-Z right now or whatever it was.
Exactly. Like, they talked him up like he's still very much alive, doing crazy shit. And they're like, yeah, you could, here's the message I'd left. He's like, or let's call him real quick.
Wow.
So it's very interesting how they're working with that, at least in the seventh episode. There's the eighth episode's coming out tonight, June 1st. I think they took a week off last week. But I'm going to be very interested to see, like, how he comes into play. Like, are they going to make it so that his character, like, pulls funding from the project? Oh, yeah, spoiler alert, in case any of you guys aren't caught up yet. But, and I just thought that's very...
That was a speculative spoiler alert.
Sorry?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Maybe he does something?
Yeah,
because like, you haven't seen the show. This is, I mean, we're recording on June 1st.
Right. And if you haven't seen the show, yeah, it's like, if you haven't seen it yet, you should, because it's a good one. And if you don't watch it, then they won't pick it up for a second season, which would be too bad, because Mike Judge deserves to be working.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, I don't know him personally, but
I
like
the stuff that he asks like out a lot.
That what?
I have a friend that he asks out on a regular basis. Anytime he talks to her, he's like, I think that we should get together and
your friend
have relations.
Says no?
What?
Your friend says no?
Yeah, she says no.
Why?
I don't... Maybe if you hang out with Mike Judge long enough, it's not...
Like, he does...
I would love to have Mike Judge on the show.
He does... Yeah. No, well, I wouldn't. I would hate to have someone of that caliber on here.
I'm just throwing that out there.
It would really muddy the waters.
Who knows? You know, it would be really cool to just say, hey, so Mike Judge, talk like Beavis for us.
Saw that, yeah.
That was, would be rad.
When he was on, I think it was Conan, like, he did, like, how he came up with, like, the Beavis and the Butthead, like, voices.
Oh, really?
And real quick. And
that would be interesting, because I think that I sound like Beavis, but I just sound like Red Green.
I'd say you sound like a Beavis.
When I do my Beavis voice, sound like...
Yeah. Oh, when
thank,
you do
thank
a
you.
Voice.
Thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate that.
You're not
that.
Doing a voice right now?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No.
Wait, so do Beavis / Red Green.
Yeah, let's hear it.
How's it going?
Wow.
See, I sound like Red Green a little bit.
Hold on, let me close my eyes. Do it again.
Hold on, let me talk about duct tape.
Yeah, do
yeah,
it.
All right.
Well, what you need to do here is you need to fix your door with duct tape.
That was horrendous.
It's so Red Green, though.
It sounds like Red Green.
What is Red Green?
Oh.
I want to pull that up on the internet and show him, but you should on your own time.
Is that a Beavis and Butthead thing?
No, not
no,
at all.
It's
no.
A PBS thing.
It's a PBS Canada thing.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a CBC show.
Yeah, he Red Green has been around for a long time. I don't even know when he started, but basically he's like a manly man. So like
he works in
like
a
before what's his name on Parks and Rec?
Oh, Ron Swanson.
Yeah, before Ron Swanson, we had Red Green, and he would fix everything with duct tape.
Okay.
That was his thing. And he would always wear this red and black flannel, and they would always have his show at the lodge.
This sounds like something I'd be into.
It's a funny show. It's purely comedic.
And it's all old school?
It's
like,
eighties and nineties.
Yeah, nineties.
Okay. I think he's actually still doing shows now, but it's on
They
PBS.
Even came out with a movie, a feature called Duct Tape Forever.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Where could we find that, Andrew?
PBS.
On google.com.
Yeah.
If you just Google watch Duct Tape Forever online streaming free, you will find it.
Yeah, you can find my show.
Oh, God. Yeah, man, spot on.
If you knew who Red Green is, you'd be like, oh, wow, maybe.
I'd be like, yeah, close to Red Green, because that is not very close to Beavis. There's some comparisons.
It's the rough top voice part of it, like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's more of, I don't know. It's just
but see,
like,
Red Green, when you say I'll be damned.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, see, that's more Beavis, because yeah. Red Green never
That's
said,
Beavis?
I'll be damned.
Well, to me.
I'll be damned.
One of those?
Yeah.
Like that, yeah. That was off the cuff. I've seen maybe two episodes of that.
We've resorted to doing Beavis and Butthead voices.
And the movie. Oh, my God. Beavis and Butthead to America is a staple. One of my favorite animations.
I'll be goddamn.
I like it better than the South Park movies, really. I like it better than Book of Mormon, actually. I'll say that.
Oh, man. Yeah, I agree. I liked Book of Mormon. I have to say, I got a little bored with it.
You know, I had the exact same reaction to
it. Is it because it was a book?
No.
I think it was a little long.
This is my issue with it, is that everyone that saw Book of Mormon is like old people that are super into Broadway. So compared to Broadway shows, it's nothing they've ever seen before.
Oh, sure.
But if you saw South Park, you're like, this is just a, like a three-episode saga that they put together that's an hour and a half long. It's exactly
and had Rush songs.
It's written exactly like South Park, except completely different characters, like a different cast, but the same style.
Oh, yeah, there's a fat guy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when I came in and I saw it, I was like, this is great. This is, like, exactly what I expected, but everyone was overhyping it to the point where I was like,
yeah,
this isn't, like, groundbreaking. This is what they do.
I agree, and the main character, I don't even remember the guy's name, but it was the fat dude
mm-hmm.
that, you know, he doesn't know anything about the Mormon religion, even though he's in this.
Right, faking it till you're making it.
Yeah, and his voice, right from the very beginning, I was like, I cannot listen to this for 3 hours.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that kind of threw me. But, I mean, the story is fun. I like that. What I liked most about it was they talked about how the religion became the religion.
Mm-hmm.
And how...
Yeah, they're just shitting on Mormonism, which is great. I mean, I don't mind it.
Well, I think it's... I just think in general, as a human being, I enjoy listening and knowing about how different sects of religion came about. Like, you're Jewish.
Oh boy, here it comes.
And
I knew it.
What?
And I like going to Seder. I enjoy
the... JJ has been to my Passover Seders.
Yeah, and I like the traditional aspect, the ritual of everything, and knowing why these things happen. And it's very historic, and I like history, so it makes sense.
You know, when we sacrificed the baby Christian, and everyone was drinking their blood, I thought it was pretty cool of you. They were like, you know what? I'm good. I'm cool without drinking this.
Yeah.
It was like, JJ stands his ground.
I understand what you're doing.
He knows what's up, and he, you know, won't have anything to do with it. But he's not going to like all the cops or anything.
I'm not going to judge. I'm not a judging kind of guy.
Not a judger. Only but, God forgives, right?
Yeah, that's right. Tupac says, only God can judge me, so I'm like, whatever.
Oh. And then his dying words to the cop were, fuck you.
is that what it was?
Yeah.
His last words were, fuck you, copper?
Yes.
Wow.
Like a 50s
fan? It just came out, saying, like a cop that was on the scene and like he retired and you can finally talk about it.
He's just like, Tupac, what's up? Where were you shot? Fuck you. One of those deals?
Yep. Like, God, you almost sounded like, what is it, the Japanese guys that they do? What is it called? There's a name for it.
Not Kimikura, like something with a K.
Yeah, it's something with it.
Or Hatai.
Where they kill themselves with their sword. Yeah. That's what it sounded like.
Kitori? Something like that.
Fuck you! Yeah, but anyway.
He had a Japanese accent.
Yeah,
It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, it was crazy. But
you know, this is perfect because now we're bringing it back to Tupac dying, which brings us up.
I was going to bring up Chef dying on South Park.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, tying
not
it back
the
into
character,
it.
But
you know,
the
it's
voice.
Funny how after this is long, long time ago, when Chef or Isaac Hayes decided not to be on the show anymore, that next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that next episode?
Yeah, they took all of Chef's like audio recordings, sound bites, and made it so that he seemed like he was abducted by aliens and talked about fucking little kids all the time.
Genius. It was genius.
And it was great because they had all the rights to the audio recording.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are the best at giving people the middle finger and like being untouchable.
And being afterwards. Yeah, and being totally okay because... Oh, it's South Park.
It's like,
guys.
Yeah, it was an asshole thing to do, but it's like, you can't touch us legally.
But you know the reason why they do that is because they destroy everyone.
They
it's not just one person. It's not, you know, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, because they're not like, oh, yeah, we only pick on Mormons. It's like, we'll pick on Mormons once a season, but we also pick on everyone else once a season.
Right, but with that segue to death.
Right, so
what do you have planned for us?
I planned a little game. This isn't as strong a game as one that will come at the end of the episode.
Okay,
but this one. All right. On to the theme of that guy dying, Christopher Ewan Welch. Excuse me, Evan Welch. I'm an idiot. And by the way, he's kind of
true.
A big deal too. I think he was on Star Trek for a minute, right?
He did Law and Order. I think he did a lot of guest spots. I'm just random.
I don't know
a big deal.
I don't know his face. So
even though I don't know him, or like I think he was before my time, and I was also never into Star Trek or Star Wars, which is probably the stupid thing to admit because
it's okay.
A lot of
I don't
people
judge
really like that. Yeah, you don't. But I mean, I probably just killed this podcast by saying that.
No, you're fine. We've already killed it.
Yeah, don't worry. If people stop listening,
speaking of things dying.
Yeah, I mean the name of the podcast is Death by Production or some
Death
shit.
Death during production.
Yeah.
So like this guy was a big deal, and I thought, you know, this isn't the first time we've heard of someone dying in the middle of production, and you know, I wanted to have a little game. I found a top 10 list of people that have died. I thought maybe you guys could try and come up with a couple people on your own. Okay. Who you think might have ruffled some feathers in their dying. I mean, talk about a no-call, no-show. That's like a pretty big fuck-up.
Yeah. You don't do that.
Yeah, you don't. It's no-call, no-show. I mean, if you're dying, tell someone.
I'm dying.
Like, call the AD.
I'm not committed.
Just like, yeah, I might be a little late. How late? Yeah. I'm not ever coming in.
I got one.
Okay.
Paul Walker.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
that is
that's
a good recent. One. I didn't even think that
nice
one.
Job.
And that's recent, so that's stupid that I didn't think of it. All right, so Paul Walker.
And I know how part
something?
Of how they dealt with. Yeah, he was doing Fast and the Furious, and they brought in his brothers to do some of the scenes.
Oh, interesting. Were they doing stunt work for him throughout the movies? Like, where it made
the
sense?
The brothers?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
They were just like, you, close looked, enough, come here.
They looked so much alike.
Yeah.
Oh, they did, like, full frontal facials?
I don't
that
know.
Sounds weird.
No.
But like,
Fast
like
and
they
really
it.
Furious.
It was like, kind of like, do you guys like Broken Lizard? Those guys?
Yeah.
Like Super Troopers. I remember in Beer Fest, like they did one of the funniest things ever where they killed off a character and then brought on the character's brother who is an identical twin.
Sorry, that was my stomach.
Don't address it. Ignore it. Just keep going. Keep moving forward.
Sorry, you were talking?
In Beer Fest, they killed off a character and then like at the funeral, you're introduced to that character's twin brother who's played by the same actor who's like, hey guys, I know that Landfill just died and everything, but I'm his twin brother Greg, but you guys could totally, like, if you guys called me Landfill, that'd be great. And it's like, holy, okay, they just took someone away and brought him back
the
for
body's
no
still
reason.
Yeah,
it's like,
I remember that. Yeah, that
but you know, that's pretend life.
That's pretend. Yeah,
real life. So Paul Walker's a good one.
Oh, Brandon Lee
that's
from The Crow. From The Crow.
That Brandon Lee is Bruce Lee's kid, right?
Yep.
And my mother was his third grade teacher.
Shut up.
Yep.
Bruce Lee's?
Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee?
Wow, that makes crazy. A little more sense. Well, they did. I don't know.
No wonder he ended up dead.
I don't. I don't
Sorry,
know. I don't know how they fixed that. I know that how it happened.
Yeah.
But
how did it happen?
Well, something. Well, There was a big story about the Lee curse.
I put this game together earlier, so I know exactly how it happened.
Oh, okay. Well, the Bruce Lee Brandon Lee curse was something. I don't know. I don't.
Why
know.
Is it the curse? It's something. Did Bruce Lee die on set too?
I don't know. Did he?
I thought I remember hearing something about it, but then when I heard about Brandon, I'm like, oh, maybe it's just his kid that happened to him. No, but Bruce Lee died early on too.
Yeah, he died prematurely.
Probably should have done some research before we did this.
Yeah, it's all right, but.
Well, we've heard him.
But what happened?
That's right. Let it be known. We're all dumb.
But what happened was Brandon Lee. They had a scene where Brandon Lee was supposed to be fired at with a gun,
right?
And it was blanks.
Mm-hmm.
But even though they're blanks, if something goes off in the gun, if there's anything in the barrel, that will go out like a bullet. And there was something in the barrel, and it shot Brandon Lee, and he died on the set.
Yep, he died that day.
Yeah, and. I believe that they, to get around it, they did like CG, like motion capture work before it
became his face onto the stunt double's body.
Yeah, which is crazy because that was before it became, I guess, easier to do.
That's like people do that now, even though the actor hasn't died. It's like, we could pay them less day rates. That's great this way.
I mean, the motion capture stuff
that's
is.
What they did with Tupac.
Oh, with the hologram thing?
Yeah, man, that was pretty cool. Wow. I remember that. That was like when 9/11 happened. I know exactly where I was when the Tupac hologram came. I know exactly where I was.
Wow.
Here's a question that you might have the answer to, JJ. Maybe Nadav would. I don't know.
All right.
Here we go. So the show that I'm working on now, we've got some gun stuff. And so, but the gun that they're using is fully, like, it's plugged. So there's no...
It's like a starting
nothing
pistol.
Can come out. Mm-hmm. So why... Would that just not be the
Stupid.
Norm?
Oh.
Why would we not?
Yeah, because you could add a muzzle, like, flash.
Yeah,
like
which is what we're going to do. This gun fires right at camera, and they're actually going to have it fire, and you're going to see it, you know.
It's. I think it's, I mean, I'm not an expert, but yeah, exactly. It's like if you compare it to Star Wars using CGI to practical effects. Practical effects would be the gun firing with a blank, and the CG would be obviously without and
with
having it plugged.
Flash.
So it's like if you can capture it on film, it's easier because you have it on film. You don't have to do any digital effects to it. It saves time doing it that way.
And some asshole's going to be seeing it and be like, that's not a real gun. I know real guns. That's not real.
Sure, sure. And even with a blank, I'm sure people can tell that it's a blank and not a real round of ammunition. Right. But it's a movie. So get off your high horse.
I remember when I was a kid and I saw someone die in a movie, I thought it was like, that guy donated his life to die in that movie.
When I see characters die on TV, I always like want to look them up and be like, I hope they're okay.
It's like, good, they didn't die in like that moment.
It's similar to how I thought radio stations worked when I was little. I thought that all the bands were at the radio station playing live.
Just frantically driving around country like, oh my God, we got to play KCRW now. Yeah. We got to go to K-Rock.
Yeah. Until I grew up and realized that I was a retard.
And it's like when you have those oh wow moments, you're like, oh wow, I can't tell anybody about this.
Yeah.
And now I'm broadcasting it to everybody. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you feel real, you know, to other people.
Yeah.
But let's see, any other dead?
I have one that's a personal experience. I didn't die.
Okay. Well, off to a good start, I guess.
Obviously.
But the company that I work with represented an actor named Lee Thompson Young, who passed away during production of the show. He was on Rizzoli and Isles, which is on TNT.
So that's three.
Yeah.
Right?
He was pretty big. He was the famous Jet Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's right. I remember that guy.
Yep.
So I remember that happened. That was devastating when that happened.
It was.
Big part of my childhood, that
And they were at the... He just didn't show up for work one morning, and so they went over and found him. And they only had one episode left in their season. So they just wrote him out of that episode, and then when they started the next season, the character dies, and they did a whole funeral scene.
Was he the lead? Was he the lead of that show?
He wasn't the lead, but he was like... It's like the two women who are on the show, and then there's like two detectives that work with them. One is Bruce McGill, who was on MacGyver.
Sweet.
And then Lee Thompson was the other one. But he was a principal cast member.
Yeah, that's when that happens, you're like, oh God, how's that? Like at first, it's crazy because when you work on a production, your first instinct is like, oh my God, he died, that sucks. And then your immediate next thought is like, oh, this is gonna fuck up production.
Yeah, I mean, I know when they found out early in the morning, like, they canceled shooting for the day, and they were off for... Because it's a coworker.
Right.
It's like, you know, and they...
That's like someone they knew.
And they had been on for, what, four seasons, I think? So they were like, yeah, it affects the mood of a set, I'm sure.
Did it affect the mood of the office at all? Or?
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. It was because my boss, who was his manager, referred to him as somewhere between a son and a little brother.
Oh, man.
He had represented him for 12-13 years. Man. Drove him, was at his high school graduation, drove him to his first day of college at USC.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was devastating. So,
that's horrible.
But the show powered on, and they're back on. And
still
so
not-
they that show decided to kill off the character.
Right, right.
Unfortunately. Sad, but...
Well, I know that... I don't know if this happens in most shows, but if something catastrophic like that happens, like on, let's say, a soap opera, they'll have like a subtitle that says, this character is now being played by blah, 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 blah.
Oh, they'll just replace them?
Mm-hmm. At least
kind of like a playbill, like so-and-so is played by Barbara Streisand tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how they would do like, that.
Maybe people get more wrapped up in the stories than the cast on those?
I would think so.
If I was a person that watched that show, I'd be like, no, you can't do that to me. I'm done.
Well, that's different. We have penises.
I'm sure dudes watch soap operas.
I used to when I was little because...
Uh-huh. Okay. The plot thickens. Let's hear about this.
Well, my mom watched them and I was kind
of... Oh, mom. Okay.
Well...
You were in the room, though.
I was.
Playing with Legos.
Well, what happened was my mom used to own a used car dealership in Indiana, and I was forced to go there with her. And while we were there, she's like, I got to watch my stories. So she watches her stories.
And then you corrected her, and you were like, Mom, our stories.
Our stories. I might as well. And so I would watch, because, I mean, what am I going to do, read a book? Come on.
I can't even read.
So, yeah, I would watch them with her, and I remember vividly that happening. Like, a character... I don't know if the character died, or just like moved on to something else. But I remember vividly them writing it in like
the
subtitles.
The writers were like, this is too good of a character. Just because so-and-so is an asshole and decided to leave, we're not ditching this person.
Yeah,
but
so
some actors on those shows are on for like 30 years.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Some people, like, that's their career, and then they die.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know.
Do you think they ever have that where they have like a 70-year-old actor who's been on it like for 30 years dies and then they get replaced by like another 40-year-old actor?
So they can keep
and
it going.
It's like, yeah, we have them for 30 more years.
It's like a cartoon.
Yeah. I mean, not to be a downer about talking about death, but what about Betty White? Like, eventually she's going to pass away.
She just turned 92.
And she's on
about that this morning.
She's on a show right now. What is it? Hot in Cleveland. Yeah. So it's like, what happens? I mean, that whole cast is old, isn't it?
Her insurance rates are through the roof.
Yeah, but she's...
Yeah.
Although I met her, and she's in... She's sharp, and she's...
Anytime I've seen her, she's been pretty spot... She was on the Charlie Sheen roast, wasn't she?
She might have.
She was on a roast pretty recently, I think. Like, within the last year or two. And, like, she was funny.
She was spot on.
She was great.
Have you seen pictures of her when she was younger?
Yeah.
Holy shit, she was hot.
She was hot then, she's hot now. Yeah.
Well,
I think so.
I like younger girls. You like older women. Whatever.
Yeah, I'll take what I get.
You like golden girls.
I like golden girls. Yeah. I like golden girls.
Golden showers. I mean, whatever.
But you know what?
Just way too far.
Over here, I got a list
of
a couple.
We only
other
got
ones.
Three. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones over here.
I don't know
here.
Of any others.
This is
John Candy.
I'm sure this is
John
the website.
Candy's a good one.
This is the website to get entertainment news off of. But howstuffworks.com. if you put up entertainment.howstuffworks.com, you will see how that stuff works. So, just looking through the top 10 list, a couple obvious ones. I mean, we missed Heath Ledger. And actually...
Oh, yeah.
But was he shooting something?
Yeah,
he
was. The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus.
Oh, that's right.
Because they had Johnny Depp and like two other dudes come in.
That was a great movie.
I never saw it.
I thought it was very
good. Neither did Heath Ledger.
So why it was very...
Oh, God.
What did you say?
I said neither did Heath Ledger.
For shame. But okay, JJ, you saw it, so why don't you tell us how they overcame that?
Well, the main character...
Before you start, I'm curious, sorry, is he in any of it?
Yeah, he's in some.
Yeah, they filmed like a quarter of the movie before he died.
The whole story, and it's been a long time, so please forgive me if I get this a little wrong, there's like this like imaginary land that they go through the mirror.
An imaginarium, if you will.
If you will.
Hey, and it belonged to Dr.
Whatever that guy's
name. Parnassus?
Yeah. So they would go into this, if I remember correctly, there was like a mirror involved and you could walk through the mirror, whatever. But when he went to this imaginarium, if you will.
If I will.
It would be played by a different character. So Johnny Depp would play.
Was Dustin Hoffman in that one?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
No, that was Rain Man you're thinking of.
Definitely Rain Man.
That was that
definitely,
one movie
definitely.
He was in. Hold on.
Tootsie. He was in Tootsie.
Yeah.
But.
Minor script changes. Johnny Depp, Jude Law, and Colin Farrell played his different imaginary.
So they altered the story? Is that what happened?
Well, I think what happened was when they were shooting it, they had shot everything with Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we have to shoot all the stuff that he's like in the mirror. And I think that they might have shot that stuff too, but they didn't shoot all of it. Or they decided to reshoot all of it so they could make that kind of a theme for the movie.
Okay.
To make it seamless instead of...
To make it seem like it was intentful other than like, this is us covering our ass.
Exactly. So, and I thought they did a really great job at doing it. It's kind of like if you think about... There was a Bob Dylan movie that Kate Blanchett, I think, played Bob Dylan and part of it.
Oh, right. They had like a million different people playing Bob Dylan.
Exactly.
I
it's similar,
that.
Similar
I
situation.
Hated that movie.
I never saw. Excuse me. Didn't I never like saw it, but I it's similar
not,
kind of.
Is
idea.
It I'm Not There or is that Joaquin Phoenix one?
I don't know.
They had very similar names and they came out around the same time, I think.
But I think similar kind of concept.
But yeah, okay. So that's how that production dealt with Heath Ledger dying. Another one, John Candy.
John Candy? John
Wagons Candy. East was his movie.
He died in his 40s.
Well, yeah.
What'd you say, Andrew?
Wagons East, I believe, was the movie he had.
I think you're right. And what's interesting.
Rapping or just rapping?
Yeah. That night, they had just wrapped John Candy scenes. And he had cooked spaghetti dinner for like all of his assistants, like everyone that was like closely worked with them. And then he went to sleep and never woke up.
Man.
Ugh.
He was a funny dude. Do you remember?
Still had a lot of years on him.
Who's Harry Crumb?
Mm-hmm.
Such a good movie. Such a
well,
funny
my favorite movie,
movie
is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say The Great Outdoors.
No. People were saying too. That his last film was supposed to be like one of his best performances, but because the rest of it was like...
Terrible?
Yeah, terrible. Day.
I saw it, and then
I remember seeing it.
And I remember right before that, he'd done Canadian Bacon.
Yeah. Did you see that? Yeah, that was a great movie, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Armed and Dangerous. He was with... The old Levy, Eugene Levy, and Armed and Dangerous. I think Meg Ryan was in that movie as well. Hmm. That was early 80s. It was like 83, 84, I think. That was such a good movie, too.
One of
Uncle Buck. God,
dude. Oh, I love Uncle Buck.
I forgot. Jeez.
Home Alone.
Yep, he was great in Home Alone.
Yep. Cameo. He was the band at the airport.
Yep.
Oh, he played clarinet. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah. Wow.
One of the. I won't say funny, but what?
Well, no, go ahead.
I was going to move on to the next movie, but if you have something else to say.
I was going
to
say, what's next on the list? Because we have five, right?
There's a whole bunch of other depressing ones, but I'm just going to go to the last one that I think would be fun to talk about.
Okay.
Bela Lugosi.
Yes.
Who played Dracula. Yeah. He was playing in Ed Wood's film.
Yeah.
Lugosi suffered a heart attack and died on August 16th, 1956.
It was during Plan 9 from Outer Space, wasn't it?
I thought he finished that one.
Yep. Oh. Plan 9 from Outer Space.
That's when he died?
He died.
Here's the interesting thing. Do you guys know who he was replaced with?
It's like a hairdresser or somebody.
Hold on.
No one.
Ed Wood asked his family's chiropractor, who looked nothing and sounded nothing like Bela Lugosi.
Not his full face, but from his eyes up.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. That's so special? So if you watch Plan 9 from Outer Space, if you guys ever want to watch something terribly awful.
I've seen it.
He comes out of the house and he's got his arm up over his face and he like runs around.
You're like, I don't remember Dracula's eyes being hazel.
And he's like bald or balding. And it's kind of crazy. Well, it was in black and white. You can't tell color.
Right. Well, I mean, you could be like, those aren't brown, right?
I mean, maybe. They didn't shoot close-ups. I mean, Ed Wood didn't really shoot many close-ups at all. And he was usually a one take. And they're like, hey, that thing was in there. The continuity's off. He's like, I don't care.
Ah, that's all right. We're making pictures over here.
That's why we can make these movies in 3 days.
Yeah.
And I think that's the precursor to porn. So, whatever. Bela Lugosi. Other than Dracula, he didn't – I think he was Frankenstein as well.
Yeah, he played a whole bunch of monsters, I think.
Yeah, which is pretty sweet.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're a big monster
horror
fan.
Movies. Love horror movies.
Well, and Plan 9 is, like, touted as the worst movie of all time.
Yeah, yeah. Behind Geely.
I don't know. Have you guys...
I really want to see
Have
Geely.
You guys seen Troll 2?
No, but I've heard all about it.
That is the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
Troll 2. And that's not because Troll 1 was really good and Troll 2 let you down. There is no Troll 1. And if there is, it has nothing to do with Troll 2, because Troll 2 is the first of the series.
So they skip straight to the sequel?
I don't even know what the director and writer is like a married couple from France, and they decided to come to America and write American movies because they know what they think that like the American market is way easier than the French market. Hmm. So they came and wrote a script. I mean, there's a great documentary called, I think it's called Best Worst Movie, where there's a documentary.
Oh, yes.
The guy that plays the kid in Troll 2 goes around, like meets all of like his cast members that he was in the movie with, and everyone talked like, everyone was a nobody, and it ruined everyone's career that was in it. Like, right. No one was ever in anything ever again after that.
It was very similar to that RV documentary, the RV
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Could you do me a kindness, that guy?
Yeah.
I remember watching that documentary and laughing my ass off.
It was really good. I saw the documentary first, and then I went and watched the movie, and I was like... Oh, I really wish I watched this. So if you guys do yourselves a favor, watch Troll 2, and you know, maybe do a little drugs before, maybe have a little beer. You know,
we're not condoning any drug.
Of course not. We're strictly entertainment, all about
comedy and
nose
fun
to the grindstone,
stuff,
all that stuff. All work, cocaine. No play. That type of stuff.
That's www.blacktarheroin.com.
That's it.
/ cocaine. I don't know.
But hey, you know what? Like, I think we touched on this a little bit earlier. But, okay. You know, showing up dead to set is really no way to get hired again. I mean, no call, no show. That's a way to lose.
Maybe that's the name of the the title of the show.
So, No Call, No Show. What is the worst No Call, No Show you guys have ever witnessed?
Well, I've told you this story before, but I'll tell the listeners. Right, I was working for a documentary a couple of years ago, and they needed a shooter. I was a DIT, and I was ingesting footage.
What is a DIT, just so that people know?
I don't know the name, the technical name you do, though.
Well, it's like digital ingest technician, but most of the stuff that I DIT for, let's just call it a data manager or a data wrangler.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what I did. And it's funny because that job seems to be a new norm on sets because everything is digital. It's not on film anymore. So they have people there to wrangle the data, if you will.
So people could see it immediately instead of having to wait 48 hours for the film.
And they can add color effects to it. They can do all this stuff there.
The future, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. And anyway, they needed that because they only had a number of cards that they could fill up. And so they would give me cards. I would ingest it. They'd give them, you know, other cards, whatever. But anyway, they needed a shooter. And I was like, oh, I just worked with this dude. Let's say his name is Mark. Okay, his name is not Mark, but I'm going to say for the story.
Let's call him Mark D for dummy.
Okay, Mark D for dummy. So I was like, well, I have this camera guy. His name's Mark, and he would be great. Like, he's looking for work, you know, and he's run the cameras before. Let me get you in contact with him. So I got him in contact. He got hired. He was supposed to come in at 10 o'clock that day. I'm sorry, 9 o'clock that day.
Mm-hmm. And which is pretty late for a call time.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
seen call yeah. times that are like 5 a.m., but, you know, get here at 4:30 a.m. if you want breakfast.
Yeah, so yeah. He was supposed to be there at 9. And so I get there. I'm an early person to work. If the call time is 9, I'm usually there at 8:30, and I've been commended for that. So I'm like, all right, we'll keep doing that.
Remember this, folks. You're on time if you're 5 minutes early, and you're late if you're on time.
Yeah, it's
that's from my favorite movie, Drumline, by the way.
Oh, you should do a review on that.
I will. I'll talk about that.
Oh, wonderful. Great. I look forward to it. So anyway, he was supposed to be there at 9. So about 8:45, it comes around. I'm there. I'm already setting up, and I get a phone call from him. I'm like, hey, this is Mark. And by the way, I'm not going to be there until 10. And I'm like, well, the call time was 9. He's like, I know, but can you stall them?
Stall them?
And
stall a production?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, I can't. But you can talk to the producer. So
what type of not request
only,
is that?
Yeah, well, not only does it look bad on him, it looks bad on me because I was the one that suggested him.
This guy fucked up.
Totally. And I'm sure he's going to listen to this and go, that motherfucker. But it's, you know, he's never going to know until someone tells him.
Right.
And so he calls a producer and tells him the news. Like, oh, I'm not going to be until 10. So
did he have like an excuse or was he just like,
woke up late. Like, I left late.
I woke up late.
So no.
So if people are like, there's traffic. He's like, no, man, I just left late.
Yeah. If his no car would have been broken down or something like that, that would have been totally feasible. And it'd been an excuse worthy of I'm an hour late.
Yeah.
But the fact that I just woke up late, I'm just like, go fuck yourself. Like, that's not cool. You know, I put my neck out on the line for you and that's what you do. And so anyway, long story short, I had to run camera for an hour before he...
That's like a post-production person's worst
nightmare. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind running camera. I understand the whole logic of it all, whatever, you know. But, yeah, it's like, that's not my job. Yeah, my job is to do this thing over here after you guys are done. Yeah, and so if you're ever in the situation where someone gives you a job... Do not fuck it up and do not come an hour late.
Yeah, because that's early, how you won't get called back.
Just show up an hour early. Make yourself look useful, you know? And anyway, he did one interview and they let him go. They were like, all right, we've got another guy coming in. It's fine. You can leave. Yeah. He got paid for one day, which could have been a week worth of work. But instead, he gets paid for like 4 hours and then you know, nobody talks to him again.
So that's rule number one if you're trying to make it in LA is if you say you're going to be somewhere, don't just be there. Be there on time. Be there ready to work.
Yep.
And don't be like, oh, I forgot something in my house. Can I go pick it up real quick? Yeah. Because that's how, you know, the person who makes the hiring decisions is going to be like, this person isn't equipped. He's not ready. He's not, you know, anything that we need. So this will be the first and the last time we work with him. You're like, you want to be someone that, like, you want to not be a problem that someone has to worry about.
You want to be somebody that everybody wants to hang out with.
Exactly.
And
if you show up an hour late, that's a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And JJ and I have done a series of these little short sketches for the web that they haven't been released yet.
Correct.
But they're short, like 90
seconds.
They're
in the oven.
They're in the oven. They're almost done.
They're baking. Yeah.
Yeah. The dough is rising.
Bacon.
So we've shot 7 of those.
Yeah.
Wow, 7 already?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And they've been good. It's just a good something to, like, keep producing content. You know, do something on your own for
which
cheap.
Is also a good tip for our listeners. Always be making stuff.
Always, because it's kind of a narrative, too.
It's a creative thing. I mean, if you want to tell a story, just tell the story. It doesn't matter if you have a ton of money.
Well, and it's like, I hear it work a lot. Like, what's the narrative? The narrative of the client. Like, how are we selling this person if we want to get them a job? Are they sitting at home in their pajamas and they're just waiting for the phone to ring? Or are they out and they're making it happen? They're producing something. So that's what we're working on. And they're like $100-$150 to shoot these things.
Yeah, nothing, really.
Because, again, we've surrounded ourselves with good people who have equipment. You know, we can get locations, so we can do them for cheap. But on any set, it's crucial to have a couple of good PAs to just help out.
To just be the grease and the gears.
Do a coffee run, set up crafty, whatever it is. And so we shoot pretty early in the morning. We usually do them on Sundays. And we'll have like a 7 a.m. call time.
I would like to say that it's very efficient. Like when we say we're going to be done at 3 o'clock, we're going to probably be done at 2:30.
Yeah, at least.
You guys are probably the only people in town that do that.
Well, we overmanage. Overmanage the time. Like,
under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah.
Well, it's like an airline when they say you're going to arrive in New York at 7 o'clock and you're landing at 6:15 and you're like, what? It's because they overestimate how long it's going to take to get there, so they have a better on-time rate. So even if something comes up, we still get there by 7.
Right.
So anyway, it's like you're showing up late, but no one else is let down because they thought you were coming at the time you said you were going
to. Nobody else knows. So we'll just bring in a few PAs from Craigslist. And that's a good way to just, you know, meet some people. I did some PA work that I found on Craigslist. I drove down to San Diego and did a commercial for 3 days and they paid me, you know, a couple $100.
Yeah.
And it's just on set experience, learning kind of the protocol of being on set and all that stuff. It's a shitty job and, it's kind of where you start. So, the first shoot that we did, we had some great PAs that were totally on the ball.
Yeah.
Well,
when we shot your short film too,
yep.
We had
awesome,
amazing
PAs. And, 4 of them that were just stellar.
And the fact is, like, they were so good. I can't wait to help them try to find work.
Exactly.
I mean, that's, whenever I try to find stuff, I try to help the people that I liked working with.
Because it's hard to find good work, and when you find someone that's like, oh my god, this guy is so dependable, or this girl is so dependable, like, if I bring them on to the next thing, they're going to make me look good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And a PA job is not at all glamorous. Sometimes you're like, oh, can't wait for set experience, and you're doing runs the whole time, and you're not even
getting
there.
Getting water bottles to people.
If you're getting paid at all, it's not very much money. So it's just part of the...
Just paying your dues.
Yeah, you're paying your dues, exactly.
But there a no-call, no-show that
we
you
had a couple
going?
Of them where we would... Yeah. And I always overestimated again. I was like, we only need one person. These are small things. We've just got a kind of a skeleton crew. But yeah, I'm going to commit to at least 2 PAs.
Yep.
And inevitably...
Sure.
And we had a couple times... I never had anybody that just flat-out didn't show up. But I had a couple people that one person emailed me at 1 o'clock in the morning when we had a 7 a.m. call time. And they're like, oh, I can't make it. Something else came up. And I don't even respond to the people.
Yeah.
After a series of conversations. And the other thing is, like, This is also good just for people that are putting out the postings. Like, here's what we need. If you're posting for PAs on Craigslist or something, if you want to make a film, put as much information out there as you can without overwhelming people, so that they're not coming to you later and being like, oh, well, that's not going to work for me because I didn't have this piece of information. Be like, we need PAs. This is what we need. You know, this is when we need you there. This is roughly where the set's going to be.
Right.
Because then it's like they have all the information.
Yeah, it's either a yes or a no right there on the spot. And not exactly. Like, well, yes, but only if this or that.
Yeah, like you don't have to be the specifics of like every single thing because you're not going to know till the day. But
so you're never going to call those people again, huh?
No.
And those people don't even know that.
Oh, no.
But again, like JJ said, the PAs that we had on the film that,
oh, man,
that I did, like...
I was going to say, I had the best PA experience, and I'm going to... Her name is Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
And I really hope that we can have her on the show because she's actually moving out to LA.
She's driving as we speak.
No, she'd be a great
much, yeah, much like, you know, some of us did.
She's doing the LA thing.
Yeah. Yep. And it would be really cool to have her on the show and just say, hey, so, you know, where are you now? And what, you know, what have you done to make your experience? Yeah, exactly. And, but anyway, the greatest memory of her on set was it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. We were getting pissed off because the Steadicam wasn't working correctly.
This is a film that I did, by the way, that JJ produced and I was directing.
And nothing against the Steadicam operator or anything like that. It was just we didn't have a day to test all the stuff beforehand, so it just wasn't working out correctly. We got everything shot.
Yep.
It just took a little longer.
Is this Hilaire Steadicam?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Love Hilaire. I want to have him on. He has many cool stories.
Yeah.
Because he worked in the music industry and in video and film.
Stories with so Notorious B.I.G. cool. And like Tupac.
Oh, such
he has insane stories.
Yeah, so I want to have him on the show. But,
yeah, that'd be great.
But anyway, everybody was kind of down that night. I remember it was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
First day shooting, and it just wasn't going.
Yeah,
totally
it was
smooth.
Our biggest day. And Natalie came out. I don't know what she did. She like rigged something. She made like a platter of food for people and just like walked out and like, you want some coffee? You want some food? And I was just like, you're the fucking coolest person. Because it made like her coming out there and like giving someone coffee or giving someone some water and just having a smile on her face made so much.
It made the set better.
Oh, it made so. And
you want people like that.
Oh, we want people like that all the time. And even though we had to be there for another hour, it wasn't terrible. And those are the people you want to work with. And I was listening to The Nerdist, not to bring up The Nerdist again. But,
The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick. Catch it.
Every week.
There's a podcast with Aziz Ansari. And he talks about how everybody at the top are so fucking cool. And it's because they're cool that they got there. If they were douchebags, unless they are an EP or they have a ton of money to throw towards a production, they shouldn't be douchebags.
Like, yeah.
If you have
you need to be modest, you need to be humble, you need to if you're huge, you need to act like you're however the size of your career is,
act like it's half that size and you'll be in pretty good shape. Yeah, that's actually really good advice.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You can put that in your pocket, guys.
Nice. Thanks. Stick that in there. Right there in my pocket.
And I think that ties it up nicely into a bow onto the real game.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
This is a game I've been putting together.
I do not have good health insurance.
Now, so.
Do I have to put anything in my mouth or around my butt?
You know, not originally, but now that you mention it, if that's an option, I would totally like to exercise that.
All right.
So why don't you just...
Here we go.
is that the sound your asshole makes?
That's the water bottle that's going in my
when it enters your asshole. Yeah.
Well, sorry. My bad.
Recycle.
So this game...
All right. Lay it on us. Okay, we don't...
I have no clue.
I have no clue what's going on.
You guys have no idea what's happening because. Oh, go ahead.
Well, Nadav, being a producer / mixer / intern / whatever, decided I'm going to come up with games for you guys for every podcast. So you at home.
I don't know about every podcast, but every now and then.
Well, every now and then, whatever. That there'll be some interactive kind of things with us and
you guys can play along at home.
Yeah, in a weird way. But anyway, right. he's got some kind of trivia game, something.
Yeah. Or other. So I don't know about you guys, but there's definitely movies that I grew up with, and there are sound bites from those movies that are like, the second I hear them, like, boom, that's from this movie. Boom, okay. That's from that movie.
Okay.
So what I've done is I've collected some sound bites from my favorite movies from the childhood, and granted, this will be the easiest this game will ever be because there isn't anything I can't use because I've used it already. So this is all really easy shit is what I'm trying to say. Well, it will get more obscure every time we play this game.
You see, you think it might be... Are you
sorry.
Okay? Are you
sorry.
Okay? Are you okay?
Sorry.
Don't hit the mic.
It's going to be easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be easy for us. We're in a completely different generation of movies that you grew
true.
Up with.
That is true. You guys grew up with different movies.
But our
you
know movies what? Didn't have sound.
These are iconic little. Sound bites, though. This is like, if you guys don't know this... Actually, you know what? If you guys don't know this, there'll be a fun game, then.
They came up with the talkies in your generation.
The talkies and the walkies.
Yes. So
and the movies.
Back, I you know grew up with crazy Back to the Future. That was my movie.
You know what's crazy to think about? Is that, you know, we call movies movies. And you think like, oh yeah, that's just a word. But... they used to call them talkies,
mm-hmm.
and then they called them movies, so it's just a stupid, it's just a word.
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid
when you hear
it's just
it.
A movie. Oh, yeah, things moving it. It's a movie.
Oh,
people
God.
People talking it. It's a talkie. Right?
Oh, jeez. That's true.
Wow. It's like, we need to go back to calling these films.
Even though they're not shot on film anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
tape?
Shit.
Are we back to
How about
digital cards?
Digital yeah. narratives.
Oh, God.
All right, well, on to this game.
That sounds so hipster.
0010101000111 for all those binary geeks out there.
Yeah, what did you just spell?
I don't know.
Probably just launched missiles on Norway or something.
Yeah. Well, like ASCII text. I don't. Do you guys even know what ASCII text is?
No.
Basically, ASCII text is the language that your keyboard types out.
Oh.
So a letter A might be 0000111. I think that's ASCII text. But it's like one letter is equal to like eight or nine binary code or, you know, it's very interesting.
Oh, we're not allowed to look, are we?
Yeah, you guys
No, I won't look.
You guys can't look at the computer screen.
Much.
So this is the first one. This
All right.
One, we're going to start off with a simple one. They're gonna start off easy and they're going to get harder and
that's
harder.
That's fair.
Right? Okay. All right.
Even though it will end... pretty easy.
I hope so.
So this is the first one. Are you guys ready?
Yep. It's like $10,000 pyramid. What number? What word am I saying?
Here we go.
Do it.
And worm. Happy the counter! Oh!
I knew the scream, but I can't. The girl.
Was it Scream?
This is good. This is good because it's not obvious. No, it was not Scream.
But I knew.
Do you guys want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Could you turn it up a little?
Do we get a lifeline?
This is as loud as it goes. Oh, wait, hold on. It's channel 4, right?
Channel 4, yeah. Right.
Worm.
There we go.
Happy the counter! Oh!
Wow.
Really? Death Proof? I don't know. Someone's getting hit by a car.
No, Death Proof was not in my childhood.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. I wish it was in mine.
I went to the premiere of that.
Childhood.
I don't... I have no clue.
One more time?
Sure.
Sure.
Worm.
Bobby the
Counter! Bobby?
Oh! I
don't.
You stumped me.
All right. Yeah. That is from Happy Gilmore.
That's right.
When Adam Sandler gets run over by
it.
A car
All
with
right.
the crazy guy, and then the girl that's now on Modern Family goes, Happy the Counter!
No shit.
Yep,
she
I remember
on,
the
She's
screen.
On Modern Family.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep.
She All right. got way hotter.
All right.
Yeah, she did. You're right.
I'm just going to say,
that's right.
That was high school for me.
That was... I don't know.
I knew the screen, though. I feel good.
Elementary school, for me?
Probably even younger. I don't remember that coming out in theaters. I did see Billy Madison in theaters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was before Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
So, you're lucky.
Ah, I'm mad I didn't get it now.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious once you think about it, but I'm glad you guys didn't get it. So, this is going to be a way more fun game than I thought.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Go ahead.
You guys ready for the next one?
Another one, yes, please. Yes.
All right. This one's definitely obvious.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
Clever girl.
Clever girl?
Clever girl.
Mm-hmm.
Clever girl.
That's not Silence of the Lambs, is it?
One more time. Jesus, really?
Clever girl.
God, these are staples for me.
Clever girl.
All of them end in somebody crashed.
Yeah, they all end in someone dying, pretty much.
Clever girl.
Happy Gilmore 2?
Sin City? I don't know.
What is wrong with you guys?
The Lego Movie.
This is from Jurassic Park.
Oh,
he's hunting the raptor. The raptor comes up right next to him. He looks at him and goes, "Clever girl." And then he jumps on him.
Who, Newman says that?
It's the Aussie. The Aussie that comes in and tries to, like, he's the hunter that, like, is supposed to kill off all
remember.
And then he gets killed off, like, in the middle.
God.
Wait, spoilers. How does that guy die?
With a raptor jumping on him. I mean, I could show you the video.
No,
so you
know
the exact point.
All right.
All right, so that was Jurassic Park. You guys are off to a pretty horrible start to this game.
Yeah.
We did not win the tickets.
You know what's great is that I don't think I need to make this more obscure. I think I can stick to the classics, and you guys will still have a hard time.
I'm curious. Did you go through and, like, physically pull these bites out yourself?
Okay. No. I literally just typed in the sentence, like, what I wrote out the bite, like,
okay.
Clever girl,
right.
And then found the shortest clip and added that to my playlist.
Oh, wow.
See, okay, now Nadav has 2 points, and we have 0 points.
What? I don't think I could get points. In this, I came up with.
Oh no! You stumped the shit out.
Oh,
of
if
us.
I stump you, I get a point.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Okay. The game evolves.
Can we make the points be worthless though? Because I don't.
No. You definitely have to do something.
Okay. He has 200 points, and we have
something that's gonna be like at midnight. Yeah. Chris Hardwick at Nerdist.
So what do you do if you lose, and what do you do if you win?
I don't know.
I don't have anything.
Either
to
way,
offer.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom after this.
Oh my god! I don't like where this is going.
I gotta piss, man.
On DVD ASA,
you got 8 more clips to get through.
Oh god!
They do trivia, and the loser has to smell the ear of the producer's like ear sweat from his headphones, and it supposedly smells disgusting.
Damn it, JJ, you have a dinosaur on your t-shirt.
I'm not saying we have to do that, but
I got this from $6 t-shirt.
That should be a punishment. Okay, all right. Well,
I don't
want to
do that.
I don't.
That's fine. We'll think of some. You know what?
We'll think of
here's
something.
Here's a contest. We'll open up to
there
our,
we go.
Oh, that's
our
a good
listeners.
Idea.
Why
I'm not
guys...
sucking his dick.
What?
Why do you always
Why
go
does
there?
It always go there with you, man?
I don't know.
It's like that would not only would we force you to be gay, it's like we'd have to be okay with being gay also, which you know there's nothing wrong with that. But like that's not my style.
I know, and, it's not my style either.
That's like a lose-lose for everyone.
All I know is my friends that I hang out with would probably say, "You gotta suck Andrew's dick," or whatever. And that's not cool.
It's something the loser has to do something for the winner. And I don't think a winner would be like I win! Suck my dick! Like, from a dude. Not into it.
Good point. All right.
We'll figure something. The audience will figure something out, and we definitely have veto power on it.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's just to save ourselves from any dick sucking.
Or committing any felonies.
All right, guys, here's the next one.
All right.
This one, you know, I've been saying this before, every single one.
Yeah.
This one's easy.
Fuck you.
Here we go. This one's a little long.
I like the music. Oh, wait.
Oh, there you are, Peter.
It's Hook.
Yep, there you go. That's a good one.
Yes.
All right, so that's 1 point. 1 point for
two
JJ,
to one.
Two points for Nadav. 0 points for Andrew.
Well, I thought we were on a team.
Oh, it's that? No. Fuck that.
Why? Oh, why? Man. Why is that?
It's not going to be
trouble.
The person who comes up with the question. It's like each of you have your own things. Because it's way harder for me to stump everyone. Right?
I don't know. You did pretty well in the first two.
Yeah, well, that's just because you guys are... I don't know. Once we get guests in here, we'll
mix it up. All right. Keep it going.
So JJ got that one. That was Hook. We'll have everyone listen to that one again. Just so
should we have buzzers next time?
We definitely should. Do you have the game Taboo here?
Mm-hmm.
You can use one of those buzzers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh, I also had another idea for something else, but we'll go with that one.
Oh, there you are, Peter.
It was a bangarang.
Bangarang! You know what's funny is I just recently saw Rufio in like some online web like sketch, and he was dropping Hook references like crazy.
What?
Like
that's
him
funny.
And his friends were eating invisible food and like bangarang. Like it was hilarious.
I had a friend in college named Nick who he looked like Rufio. His hair was all fucked up.
Is he Vietnamese?
No, but you know,
I had a friend who was Vietnamese and he looked like Rufio, and then he called me racist for saying he looked like Rufio.
Fuck that.
Sorry, Kevin.
Anyway. proceed.
All right. Here's the next one.
All right.
And I'm going to preface it with, yet again, guys, this is another easy one.
Okay.
This is a very easy one.
All right.
Here we go.
Not like this. Not like this.
What?
We'll do it again.
Not like this.
It's not as clean as it could have
like
been.
Not like this.
But JJ definitely picked up on it.
Not like this. Not like this.
I don't know. But you said it even the way... Well, I mean, you heard the audio, but...
Is it an older movie?
I'll give you a hint.
Yes, hints are nice.
I believe it came out in 2001.
So not an older movie.
13 years old. Your perfect
there's a 10-year anniversary on... there's a 10-year anniversary DVD.
Not like this. Is it a horror movie? Probably not.
What is this, 21 questions? That's not the game we're playing.
I'm just... Let me hear the other clip.
Not like this. Not like this. All right. Am I telling you guys the answer now?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
All the listeners are screaming
three to one. Go ahead.
All right. It's from The Matrix. The blonde motherfucker girl.
Yes.
She's about to get unplugged by Joe Pantoliano.
Yep.
And
man. And that came out in 99, by the way.
It came out in 99?
Yeah.
I thought it came out in 01.
No. I was a senior.
Right, in high school. 01 was 9/11.
I saw it with Jason McCown, one of my best friends. Yes.
That was a pre 9/11 movie. There's no way that would have come out after, right?
Nope. Probably not.
Lots of buildings. All right, so neither of you guys got that, so I have 3 points.
Yep.
JJ has one, and Andrew's still at zero.
Nadav is a winner.
And that's not very good, because that was 4 of 5, and this is the last one.
Oh, I thought there were 10.
Oh,
nope, okay. There's only 5.
Oh.
I think it was a 10 list or something like that.
There's pressure.
Oh, this one...
Go ahead.
Is you easy?
Know, I'm going to preface this one. This one's kind of hard.
Oh, good.
This one's a little hard.
Great.
All right, here we go. And then this one was too long of a clip, so I
don't know if anybody would be... You know what? I think it needs to be more of a sentence. It has to... Like, these clips need to be, like...
JJ, I'm not going to spell these out for you. Like, I'm not giving these away. This needs to be a challenge. I got one of them. Be happy with that.
I can almost guarantee you that people are listening going, what the fuck is that?
See, now, I don't want to be biased, but if I heard these, I'd be like, oh, well, that is Jurassic Park. That is Hook. But, I mean, I picked these bites.
Exactly. So.
And you're biased.
Yeah. Yes. So, anyway... Proceed with the last clip.
All right, here's the last one. Oh, I need to, like, keep an eye on this so it doesn't go too far and give it away.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Where is the stone?
Michael Bay's stone. That one is hard. That one was very hard.
Where is the stone?
You want to do another one?
I'm going to go way back. It's not Temple of Doom.
No.
Or Romancing the Stone. Because you would not know any of those. Actually, Romancing the Stone, very racist movie, by the way. Anyway.
Is Michael Douglas in that one?
Yes.
Does he shoot up a Korean liquor store in the beginning of that?
No, that's... Oh, gosh. He's in a white shirt, black tie. I know what movie you're... I can't remember the title of it.
I remember, like, somehow coming across...
Falling Down or something like that.
The opening scene of that, I was like...
Falling Down, really? That's the one?
This is beyond racist.
Oh, I gotta watch that.
But, guys, back at hand. Back at hand. Trivia.
All right.
We'll do it one more time.
That is the stone...
He must be getting tortured.
He is getting hit. Common thing.
Michael Bay's system.
Is it Good Burger?
Michael is, I think, the character.
Here, maybe if you guys like heard me do it instead of hearing it through your computer.
Sure. Right.
And you know what? I'll even give you the line that comes before.
Oh, okay, perfect. This was great.
The line before it is the same line that I... Fit is the stone. Where is the stone? Where is the stone?
I don't know how that was supposed to help.
You know, maybe I'll give you guys a little bit of what came out. Yeah, that gives it away.
Wait,
is it Ocean's 11?
No.
I was going to say that music sounded exactly like Ocean's 11.
Yeah. All right, well, I know where Ocean's 11 stole that song from now.
Doom, 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 doom. Or is it something techie? Like, maybe it's
with
Italian
a stone
job
that we can't find.
A stone. Is it a diamond?
I'll start from here. It is a diamond.
Michael, you have kept us waiting for half an hour. Are you trying to give me half an hour? Got it.
I hate this game so much.
You just do stuff and you're like, I don't want to sound too anti-Semitic.
No, I just...
Right now, there's very iconic stuff happening. There's an iconic montage happening.
Is it
like a karate movie? Yeah.
There is the stone.
I give up.
I have no clue.
It's Snatch, guys. Snatch.
I only saw Snatch
Del Toro. Really?
Yeah.
You guys aren't big Guy Ritchie fans?
I was going to ask if it was a Guy Ritchie film when you said it was a montage, and then I should have, and then I might have.
You know,
or what is it? Two stocks and two
smoking barrels.
Yeah, I like that movie a lot.
You know, I'm glad that I let you guys hear some of the score because it totally threw you guys off into thinking it was Ocean's 11. As you can
tell, I knew that was not. I know that movie so well. I knew there was no Where's the Stone line.
Yeah, whatever.
But the music was like, what?
Well, that I think
that was a total failure.
Yeah, thank you
for who?
For us.
JJ got a point.
I got 1 point, man.
This feels. Oh man, this is bad because like if you got 1 point now. You're going to get 0 points in future one. Like,
yeah.
It's only going to get harder from here.
That's
on what out,
I'm
guys.
Saying. You should do, like, monologues.
I thought this was easy.
But yeah, because you're thinking of it. Like, hey,
and also, they're
it's
all,
easy.
Like, three words
okay,
here, two
if,
words
if
there.
If I gave you any line of Night of the Living Dead or Dawn of the Dead.
Sure. If you gave me lines of stuff that I have not seen and know, like, the back of my hand. Granted, I don't know if you guys know those movies like the back of your hand. Clearly not. You guys don't know The Matrix?
I've
you guys
seen
don't
it.
Know Jurassic Park.
I've seen it maybe 3 times in my life.
You do know Hook.
Yeah.
You got that point.
Yeah, because it said Peter Pan.
No, you said Peter.
Whatever. I understand.
Everyone knows that.
I remember.
Bite.
I was.
There you are, Peter.
Was what, 88?
You know, I was 8 years old.
I'm going to listen to that.
I had it down between 2 bites for that movie. I was either going to do There You Are, Peter, or the other one, which is way funnier, which is Welcome Back to Neverland, Pandaman. You guys remember that one?
I do remember.
Yeah, but when you hear Neverland.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gives it away. So I didn't want to make it too easy. But I mean, you got that one. So that would have been too easy. Maybe Andrew would have gotten that one.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I was just too excited that I actually got it. I was like, ah!
Yeah, it kind of...
Talk!
I'm super excited that you guys only collectively got one, and I stumped you guys 4 times.
Yeah. I think that's a good time to wrap up.
And that's a wrap. Didn't get your fill at Craft Services and you want more? Check out earlycalltime.com for more podcasts and information pertaining to the ever-growing entertainment industry. And remember to tell your friends about us via Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.